join us for an encouraging word from our senior pastor, Greg Thurstenson. Here's the message.
I feel is the direction of the Lord through His Word. And it's going to be found tonight in Daniel chapter 12, the first portion of that. So turn with me to Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. And let me again say that when we read God's Word and when we pray, things are not intended to remain the same. And therefore, we should ask ourselves some questions. It would be wise of us to ask the questions that include things like, what is the historical setting? What is this passage saying about God? And I think it would be wise of us to even move beyond that and personalize our questions. And we would be wise to ask ourselves, what does this passage say to me about my spiritual condition? What does it say to me about my life? What does this passage say to me about my standing with God? Because when we read the Word, it is vitally important that we act on what we are reading and what we are learning. How many of you would say that just coming to church alone is not enough to grow spiritually strong and mature? Who would just out loud say what brings about spiritual growth? What's one of the dynamics that's required of us beyond just coming to church and checking that off our list? What is required for spiritual growth? Cheryl? Reading the Word. What else? What can we grow? Kim? Every day. Something else. Learning to be still and waiting on God. Yes, sir. Discipline. It's Richard Foster who says it like this. He says, when we come to the Scripture, we come to be changed, not to amass information. So our goal tonight, my goal tonight, God's goal for His Word tonight, is not just to give you information, to amass more information on the shelves of your heart, but to bring about change. Psalms 119 says in verse 11, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Before we read Daniel chapter 10, I think it would be wise for each of us to pray and say, Lord Jesus, use your word to shape me. Go ahead and just author that prayer. Lord Jesus, use your word right now to shape me, to conform me into your very own image. Sadly, the American church goes to sleep the moment the pastor says, turn with me to the book of. Instead, we should be turning to a discipline that says, Lord, use your word. Right now, I give you permission to shape me, to conform me to your image. Oh God, use your word right now to change me. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Tonight I want to emphasize the importance of setting your heart. It's one of those disciplines Lupe spoke of. Because it's when you set your heart that you see His hand. And too often our hearts are neither settled or set. And so we are constantly chasing and looking for God's hand. I believe it's when we set our heart that we see His hand. And Daniel helps us see this in chapter 10, in the first part of verse 12. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. For from that first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, what does it say about your prayers and your words? They were heard. What we don't know is how many days, weeks, months, or years it may have taken Daniel to set his heart. From the first day that you set your heart to do what? Understand. Not to be able to explain, see the outcome, manage and control the outcome, but from the first day that you set your heart to what? Understand and to humble yourself before your God, your prayers and your words were what? Heard. I think many, many times our busyness gets in the way of His possibilities. And we're busy with our heart. It's not settled and it's not set. It's anxious. It's troubled. It's heavy. It's burdened. And it rushes to and fro looking to someone in the natural to bring to us what is required of the supernatural in order to have understanding and insight. And rather than humble ourselves, we have a tendency to promote ourselves, promote our trial, promote our crisis, promote our lack. Any of you ever talk to the Lord and the Lord respond? Only for you to not like His response and look for a second opinion? It isn't just Daniel in the Bible that we see sets his heart to understand and to humble himself, but there's great people of faith throughout God's Word. A mama who is childless cries out to God, and 1 Samuel says, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord. She wept bitterly. She did not deny what she was going through and what she felt as a result, but she set her heart and she prayed to the Lord. Notice it doesn't say that she called the prayer chain. Notice it doesn't say that she went and she counseled with pastor. What does it say? She prayed to the Lord. And what did she do? She wept. And she didn't just weep a little, she wept a lot. Scripture says she wept bitterly. Can I tell you the safest place? In fact, probably the only safe place when you have bitterness in your heart to talk is not in the presence of others, but only in the presence of Him. God appears to be the only one that can control His tongue when times are bad. It wasn't just Hannah that set her heart and prayed. It was David. David the psalmist, David the king, David the shepherd boy. Scripture tells us he petitioned the Lord. He prayed to the Lord. In Psalms 34, it says that I sought the Lord and He answered me. I set my heart. I sought the Lord with my heart and He answered me. I saw His hand. He delivered me from all my fears. Very brief verses that give us permission to be where we are, and where we are, set our heart to find where God is. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament, he called on God over and over again. On one particular occasion, in 2 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 8, it says, Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. If you're here tonight with weakness, if you're here tonight with insult and hardship and persecution and difficulty, then you're in good company. In your weakness, take the next 15 seconds and declare through your praise, when I am weak, then I am strong. I haven't been able to clap real well for 5 months, but in my weakness, I'm going to clap. Every breath in me right now is going to praise the Lord. You better watch out. I'm in the middle of hardship, difficulty, weakness, insult, and lack. And I've prayed and I've asked God to take it away from me, not once, not twice, but three times. And in it, he said, his grace is sufficient for me. I am the thee in that sentence, and thee and me are going to praise the Lord. Throw your hands up in the air and shake them like you just don't care, and shake off the hardship, the insult, the weakness, and boast in the strength of the Lord thy God. For if God be with you, who can be against you? Sometimes you got to pull up your own spiritual bootstraps, set your heart towards the cross of Jesus Christ, and declare today is my resurrection day. The homosexuals have come out. It's time for the Holy Spirit to come out. I'm just saying. I finish by saying that Jesus stayed in the presence of the Father. He too had a few trials. Do you know that you go through trials sometimes, not because you lack faith, but because your faith is obedient? Last I checked, Jesus Christ was perfect. And yet that trial, called the cross, came not as a result of his lack of faith, but what? As a result of his faith. Maybe some of us tonight have not been setting our heart because we've listened to the white noise in our life that questions why we're going through this, not realizing that like Christ and like the Apostle Paul, these are the hardships, these are the weaknesses, these are the insults, these are the persecutions, these are the difficulties that will ultimately bring about a greater good here on earth, and not just our good, but the Lord's good. Now here's what the Lord did. He's facing the greatest trial of his entire life, and he stays in the presence of God. That right there should probably be a sermon. Where do we go in our time of trying? Jesus stays in the presence of the Father, and he seeks the understanding. He seeks from his Father the understanding of the trial he's facing. Matthew 26 says it like this: going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." He set his heart towards his Father. And ultimately, he saw his Father's hand. And he refused to stray from his Father's presence. I think we have to ask ourselves, in our trial, in our Garden of Gethsemane, when it seems like we are being crushed, the persecution is unjust, and the hardship is impossible, do we stay or do we stray? The safest place in the midst of hardship is in the presence of the Lord. Daniel, we finish where we began, did the same thing. And the phrase, I believe, used to describe his attitude characterizes all who see God as their first stop in time of confusion, where it says, Daniel set his heart to understand. In that phrase is a sense of commitment, perseverance, and spiritual maturity. For someone spiritually mature, they know there is the desire for a quick answer, but seldom does a quick answer come. And so instead of seeking for a quick answer, they set their heart, like Daniel, to understand. I'm concerned about the American church. A poll came out today that said that less than one quarter of American Christians believe that God has given them special ability known as spiritual gifts. That one third of all Americans that go to church feel like they cannot describe themselves as being very happy. That less than half of all adult Christians believe they are having a significant positive influence in the life of others. And that about half of all adult Christians say they are still seeking to develop a clear sense of meaning and purpose in life. Tragic. I think it says that there are few that have set their hearts to understand, set their hearts to to see God. And I feel like tonight for us as a group of believers, we've had a chance to set our hearts. We spent the first 50 minutes, the first 50 minutes of our hour together tonight to set our hearts, to get in His presence. And now the goal will be to stay in His presence as we leave. I found that sometimes it's next to impossible to feel His presence on the outside. Any of you found that to be true? That you found it sometimes very difficult when we walk through the hardships and the difficulties of this world, it's hard to feel His presence on the outside. I believe that's why David said, I have hidden His word on the inside that I might not sin against God. Was it not Isaiah who said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper? It doesn't say no weapon will form.
That's good. That's good.
But I believe it says that as we stay in God's presence, it loses its ability to prosper. So Heavenly Father, each of us close our eyes, not believing that Pastor Greg had a 15-minute message. But we ask now that Your word would shape us. We give Your word the freedom to shape us, to change us, and to transform us. We hide it now in our heart. We commit ourselves by setting our heart to not straying from Your presence. But we are going to go home and we are going to practice the presence of God. We are going to rejoice in our hardship. We're going to praise in our pain. And we're going to let every breath in us be a living testimony to others that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That Jesus Christ saves, delivers, and heals. And though weeping endures for the night, my joy has come, and this is my season called mourning. And everybody said, amen. So go ahead, let God's word rearrange the furniture in your heart. Get it in the new place. Let the word get underneath the carpet where you've kind of been kicking all of the stuff you didn't want to clean up. Let the Holy Spirit guide you this week. Let the Holy Spirit be your all in all this week. Because tonight we've been in God's presence, and even more than God's presence being something we've been in, isn't it nice to know you can pick up the holy word of God and that presence can stand in you and stay in you and speak through you and overcome through you and conquer death, hell, and the grave against you? Aren't you glad for the digital age? Old school, I would hold something up this big and it would be one Bible. But I'm telling you right now, I have about 20 versions of God's word downloaded in this one little document. And I am telling you that the word of God does not return void. It will accomplish its purpose in your life. And His purpose is to fulfill His destiny that He created you in. The image of His being before you were in the womb of your mother. And God did not bring you this far to leave you behind or to let you down. He has come into a time like this, and He is going to be stand up in your life, and He is going to be heard. So let the heavens rejoice, and let us fill this room with faith, because with faith nothing is impossible, and with faith we can see things that are not here yet and believe greatly in them. You don't believe me? This church is not headed to Calder Road. Yesterday I held the blueprints of our future, and the builder asked me, how much is the church given? I said they gave over $250,000 in less than half a year. And he said, what? Churches of 500 don't have that kind of money in this economy. And I said, well, in this economy, the people that come to this church, they're not in debt and they're not in doubt, and they will not be detoured. Casey's coming to give the announcements, and then we'll go home.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.